Good morning. I appreciate what has gone before. And, I had a lot of things on my mind during the week and everything, and a lot of what's been said in the prayer and what's gone before has been right in keeping with that. I appreciate so much talking about the true vine and how we need to abide in Him. The importance of abiding in Him, the importance of retaining His Word, the importance of studying His Word and staying in the Word of God. Is the Word of God that important to us? Absolutely it is. It's imperative. I mean, do you think He gave this to us for filler? Is this time we have set aside, the Lord's Day, to be here to listen to preaching, to listen to sound doctrine, to hear these words? Is this just to fill our time? Absolutely not. It's important. It's an imperative for we to do this. That's why Paul would say, forsake not the assembling of ourselves together. It's important for us to be here. It's important for us to sit and hear the gospel being proclaimed. Amen. You know, it's so important to bring those children to the church house so they can hear those sounds of the gospel. They can hear those good old songs. You know, some people say, well, you know, those children, they don't understand that much. You better believe they understand some things. They understand way more than you think they do. I guarantee you they'll repeat everything that you never meant to say. They hear more than we give them credit for. They hear. That's why I believe the Word of God, when it says, especially over in Deuteronomy chapter 6, where it talks about training up the children and teaching them and teaching the generations to come, it's imperative for us to pass this down. You know, we lost a good brother, Brother Sam, one of those good strong pillars of the church. And my text, I'm trying to get to it. My text is in Hebrews chapter 12. It says, wherefore, seeing we also encompassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Yes, chapter 11, we've got a bunch of witnesses and everything, but I'm sure every single one of us can think back and think of those great cloud of witnesses we've had in our life. Amen. Those good, strong pillars of the church. Those who were letting their light shine. Those that were abiding in the vine. Those who were a blessing to the church. And I keep saying were. Because as long as I live, the longer that I go along, I see more of them going on home. Going on home. What's left? I hope that we're stepping up. I hope that we're here to take the baton, to run. Because He keeps on saying, wherefore we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. This isn't just some dash that we got to go, 100-yard dash or whatever, a sprint. No, this is a marathon. It's our life, how we run this race. Brothers and sisters, we've got to run with patience. And how do we run with patience? How do we live our life with patience? How do we learn patience? Through the Word of God. We learn through the Word of God. Whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Might have hope. I tell you, sometimes the children, you may think they're not listening to us. They may think they're just sitting there drawing on their little doodle pads or whatever. They don't care about it. And they may not show any care about this at all. But keep trying. Keep teaching. That's our responsibility as the parents, as grandparents, whatever it is. If you have a responsibility to try to train somebody up or teach them, or if you have any influence over them whatsoever, be a good influence. Amen. Because I guarantee you, you can teach them or try to tell them about the Word of God till you're blue in the face, but your actions speak louder than your words. If we're not living this, if we're not walking the walk, is talking the talk, it's going to fall on deaf ears. And I guarantee you, that's what's happened a lot of times in this coming days, where we see a falling away of the church. There has been a lot of falling on deaf ears because they don't care, because they see that it's not important to those that are around them. And I shudder every time to think that I was one of those. That I need to show that it's important to me. As a father, that's my responsibility to show this is important. There's real strength here. There's real hope.
And it's found in this book. And it tells about my Savior, Jesus Christ. The one I need to abide in. One I need to strengthen myself in. You know, here lately, my mind has been on standing. You know, I love that acronym that I've got for STAND. Study, trust, add, know, defend. Study the Word of God. Because if we're not studying, we're not going to be able to stand upon it. Trust in the Almighty. There's everlasting strength in Him. Trust in Him that He knows the right way to go, that He'll know the right way for us to go. Add to our faith, adding all of those things. You go over to Peter and he talks about adding virtue and knowledge, all of those lists, and even all the way down to charity. Adding those things to our faith, so our faith can be strengthened, can be able to grow in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. And he said, if those things be in you and abound, you'll never be unfruitful, nor barren, nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You want to bear forth fruit? Add to your faith. You want to bear forth your fruit? Bear forth more of His fruit and everything. Shine forth more of His light. Read more of His word and walk more in His light. N for no. Sometimes you're just going to have to say no. There's things going around. I tell you, you can't even hardly watch TV nowadays without seeing some garbage on there right now. And it's an attack on the children. It's an attack on us. Don't think because we're grown-ups, we can handle everything. No, we still need to be relying upon the Lord. Lean not on our own understanding. Lean on this word. Lean on Him. So sometimes we're just going to have to say no. And brothers and sisters, here's a sobering thought. If we can't even say no and stand up to our friends, how are we going to face the enemy? We're going to have that courage to say no. This goes against, thus saith the Lord. Brings me to defend. Defend. Defending His faith. Defending our faith. And we're going to have sometimes, especially as parents, we're going to have to defend the faith. Because the children may ask, well, why can't I do this like other kids are doing? Why can't I go to do this? Why can't I see that? We need to be the shining light and shining beacon. This is why we need to go away from some things. This is why this is not good. Listen to me. I'm trying to teach you from the Word of God. My favorite verse right now, Psalm 119:105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. That lamp to show me where I am, and that lamp and that light to show me the pathway to go. Brother and sister, that's not saying that pathway is always straight and easy. Sometimes it's like this. But if we don't have a light, you're going to fall off the curve. That's why it's imperative that we go by faith. And faith is not... Most of Christianity nowadays talks about faith as you're just blindfolded and about to step off of an empty abyss and have no idea where you're going. Well, we may not exactly know where the Lord is leading, but there's going to be some signs. There's going to be some feelings. There's going to be some guiding because it says His word is a light unto my path. It's not always laid out the way we would think it is, and it's not always laid out the way we hoped it would be. But that's why we've got to walk by faith and not by sight. So defend. Yes, we're going to have to defend against the evils of this world. And we're not going to be doing that on our own strength. We've got to have the strength of the Lord. Trust ye in the Lord Jehovah, for in Him is everlasting strength. So wherefore are we seeing are encompassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses? Think about those old dear saints that we have. The most thing I hear about going to different meetings and different churches, whatever, the most I hear is, you know, all the church house used to be filled. And we had people standing outside looking through the windows and everything. Those are wonderful memories to have. But it's not today. What are we going to do about today? This is the church we have today. Let's strengthen the church we have today. Let's strengthen our families that we have today. By seeing and using all those great cloud of witnesses, we see what it could have been. We see what it was but one time. So let's strengthen the families we have now. Let's strengthen. Let's be a better church member today. Amen. Let the work start in me. Let me start it now. Because now is what I have. We're not promised tomorrow. And I can't go back in time. That's why he says, lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. And if you don't think that it's easily besetting, you've got your head in the sand. It so easily besets us. This old sin nature pops out so easily. And it comes out so fast. Even when sometimes I'll be coming home from a church meeting, I just feel like I'm 10 feet tall. You know, I just feel like I can go home, fly to heaven. Somebody cut me off in traffic. Ah! There it goes. My spirit just out the window. The sin which so easily beset us. It takes effort. Just like, you know, if you're wanting to, the vines, the ones that bear forth the fruit, they need to be purged every once in a while so they can bring forth more fruit. And I love to think about shining forth our light. Another example I love to think about is old child of God is like the moon. You know, the moon in the night sky. Yeah, it's that lifeless dead rock that's revolving around the earth. Has no light of its own. Has no life whatsoever until the light of the sun shines on it. Then you see the beauty there is. But we're also like the moon too. Sometimes we're not full. Sometimes we're a new moon. Sometimes we're a slither of a moon. Sometimes we're a quarter moon, half moon. What's in the way from keeping that light to shining a full moon? The world. The world gets in the way. Lay aside every weight and let us run our race with patience. Brothers and sisters, in the second verse, this is looking unto Jesus. Keep him in our forethought, our minds. Looking unto Jesus. The author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him. You know, when he was going to the cross, the Lord knew exactly what was going to happen to him. He knew everything that he had to endure. But he had a joy that was set before him. Brothers and sisters, and we have a joy that is set before us. One day, whether we die old age or somebody snuffs out our life or the Lord comes again before we close our eyes in death, there's a joy set before us. So, brothers and sisters, let us run with patience. Lay aside all this stuff. Purge all this stuff out of the way. Get rid of it. And stay in the Word. May the Lord bless you.